Welcome to Primary Attribute, where a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as two little fox folk fellows, both named Vons, one Cool Ranch, one Original Flavor. And we all use the he, him pronouns. Right now, one of us, I think, is probably waking up. By now, I'm not entirely sure. He's probably a mess. Or like getting that extra sleep. You know, sometimes you just need to sleep a little extra. The other one is into curb. Bouncing.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is very much also bumping.
Oh, is that the right verb?
You know, there's many verbs. Choose your favorite. And I think you did.
There was a whole dance called The Bump, so, you know. I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, who is currently melded with Sidroa. They use any pronouns you want to throw at them. I use they, them pronouns. And right now, Wealthy is a little bit scared.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student slash pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And Grix's new dance move is going to be called groundwalking. It's to, you know, promote our, it's like moonwalking, but.
Yes. Yes, I like it.
See, everyone
it's
do the groundwalk.
It's an aspiration in a.
And it, yeah, it, you know, gets in line for the polls.
So it's also aspirational walking, just in a different direction. Do you also just walk kind of forward?
Yeah, you just do it normal style.
Yeah. So everybody's doing it. They don't even know. That's that is amazing marketing right there.
100% adoption rate. This is great.
Everybody knows how to do it.
Someone's going to hopscotch everywhere out of spite. All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. And you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. Last time, we saw Cool Vons wandering around and sniffing in the tunnels. One thing he found was a bunch of graffiti, which seemed to be a dialogue between the artists about landing the arcs. And then he also found a thumping, very loud music area. So he went into the club, and Droa was there in their armor, where they were finding Lucinda. Then Grix and Jesse, and Jesse's wife Kindness, also went to the club to do some campaigning for the "Yes, let's land the arcs" plan. Jesse saw that Droa seemed to be struggling to dance appropriately in their armor and sent Kindness to help Droa. Meanwhile, Droa got Lucinda to talk, explained everything in a very complicated way, and Lucinda was very much confused and said, "You're a lot, I'm going to get another drink." Cool Vons thought, "Oh, good for Wealthy. Meeting a girl." Then he ran into Green and also Alara, and then Green and Cool Vons danced. Grix used the power of dance to convince everyone in the club to land. And then finally, Wealthy told Lucinda about the thing that has her body. And Lucinda said, "Oh, girl, you're fucked." And then we cliffhangered.
So why didn't Alara want to dance with Vons?
Because Alara is a sapphic.
Alara is a good wing person.
That makes sense.
Alara's dancing. I mean, she's just dancing with Vons isn't going to discriminate. Maybe she's going, "Hey, Green, hey, Green. You know that person you like? What if them, but not making themselves pass out from fumes and giving you jars of teeth?"
What if the cute
those were good teeth?
What if the cute boy you like, except 50% less of a mess? Maybe more.
I'm struggling to make it all the way to 50, but all right. I mean, you don't know what kind of a mess he was.
That's fair.
I'm good at estimating things, as I believe we all learned just before the recording.
You guessed the volume of my microphone once.
That's an 100% hit rate.
It is. That's a 100% hit rate.
Size of one, but hey. All right. Wealthy.
Ah, yes.
You have just been told that you are fucked. How do you respond? Well,
what I actually say is, I'm not surprised. And then I say, but I do think that I need some emotional support while you tell me exactly how fucked I am. So I'm going to stand. So I stand up and I look out push the curtain aside, and I look at Jesse and I try and get her attention without yelling anything.
Do like a wisdom check.
Yeah, do a wisdom check. Wealthy, also do a charisma check just to see.
Yeah,
if
I thought a charisma check.
Do anything really buck wild.
Oh, hey, that's a 27 on a not prime.
Oh, I got a 28 on a prime.
You go to wave and your eyes just lock with Jesse's at just the right moment.
And I start pointing my direction.
I like give you like a little salute signal and like start making my way over there.
Okay. I sit back down.
You really don't have to try very hard to get Jesse to
kindness appears out of the crowd to take some of the merch from you and to go help Crix.
Cool.
In the interim.
I give her a little kiss on the cheek and say, I'm going to talk to Wealthy over there.
Good luck.
Do you kneel or do you just bend over?
Pardon?
Do you squat or do you just bend over?
Does kindness just hop up and use your lapels as a grab point?
I pick her up by the underarms.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that low-key rules. All right.
Thank you.
I think it could be very cute.
I pictured something very cute.
So I sit down and I tell Lucinda, you don't need to say anything until my friend gets here. She's coming through the crowd.
One, two, three, four, five. Hello, Wealthy's friend.
This is my friend Jesse. Jesse, this is Lucinda.
Hi. Hey.
Jesse, I just learned that I'm fucked and I'd like you to sit here and be my support person while I learn how fucked I am.
Is this new information?
This is very new information. Although I'm being a lot calmer than I thought I would be because, you know, there seems to have been some mysterious time dilation and I feel a lot more calm now than I did, like, right when she said it.
Jesse has a sort of confused look, like,
my nose is bleeding.
Like, geometry lady. Like, in what world did we not think that Wealthy was fucked? Okay.
Lucinda says I am well and truly fucked in a particular way, aside from all my general fuckedness.
Okay. Jesse puts her hand on your armor shoulder and says, you're gonna be okay. You're still alive or whatever.
I pat her hand. I pat their hand and I say, thank you.
Okay, cool.
You want to sit down?
No, Jesse squats. She's cool. She's chill. So,
all right,
so, like, what's your deal, Lucinda? Sorry. What? How do you know? Who are you? Sorry, I haven't been introduced.
Yes, you have been.
I have not been introduced to Lucinda.
Yes, I said Lucinda. This is Jesse. Jesse, this is Lucinda.
And for more context on who I am.
Yeah. No, that's kind of what I was looking for. Thanks. Thanks, yeah. Girl.
Yeah, you're good. I'm a witch, dabbling a little necromancy-related things. Apparently, your friend got sent my way to deal with all of this.
Mm.
And we were going over what led to the goo creaturing. And yeah, your friend's fucked.
Yeah, I wasn't there either time.
In what way am I fucked?
Okay, well, let's just say that the creature that is borrowing your body?
Uh-huh.
Well, the symbols you described belong to creatures whose names we can't pronounce. Like, not even, this is difficult and confusing, like old Elvish pronunciation, but like parts of your brain burn out, not pronounceable.
Oh my god. All right, so what might it be doing with a halfling body?
Excellent question. So, the thing is, we don't really understand what they want. Oh, Jesus. We tend not to mess with them. So
how would it have found me? Where would it have found me? Why? Well,
I mean, sometimes you brush up against them, like psychically or magically or whatever, and that can happen. Sometimes.
My mother always said I shouldn't go into magic.
Sometimes people cast things on you.
Wait, your mom said that to you? That's fucked up.
You wouldn't believe the shit, some of the shit my mom said to me. Like, my hair.
I met your mom. She seemed nice.
Yeah, that's because she's.
Oh, is that because company was around?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
Sometimes that's... people say, sometimes, yeah, sometimes things are just fucked up. Anyway, okay, so.
Did you ever read anything weird? Like, something that made you lose time, black out,
get
a really killer headache?
Oh, Jesus. There was a diary, and I can hardly remember it now.
Okay, yeah, that might have been it.
Wait, when?
Well, obviously you didn't notice that I was out of it, but there were a couple of times where I lost. I don't remember where I read it. I do remember where I read it. I remember where I read, where Wealthy read it, but Wealthy doesn't.
Well, you know you were at the library.
Yeah, I know I was at the library. That's what I said. I know where Wealthy read it. Wealthy doesn't know where
Wealthy
she read it.
Wealthy read other stuff. She just lost time between when she started reading it and then like when she was leaving the library. She didn't think it did not delete her previous time in the library.
No, it didn't, but it was just weird. Yeah, that was it. So if I went to the library and found out what I read, Is there any way you could help?
I mean, I can't really read it because, you know, hazards. Honestly, you're kind of lucky you got out when you did. So when people get touched by these things, it will slowly overwrite their minds.
Oh.
Well, was my mind overwritten at any point?
No, but we bailed out fairly quickly, and also your mind might have been jam at some point.
Also, I do have to point out that you are asking the imaginary friend in your head who, well, I mean, I guess not imaginary, but the person, you're asking the person in your head.
I'll say you have an imaginary friend in your head.
You have another imaginary friend in your head.
You have another imaginary friend in your head.
So at a certain point, asking the multiple friends in your head, are we broken?
Maybe... Maybe counter to the exercise. Maybe not pushing the exercise forward.
Okay. Well, all right. So you can't read it. If I read it, apparently I survived it one time. Maybe I'll survive it next time, but I won't be able to tell you what I read. So what do you suggest that I do?
Well, you clearly have a body situation going on right now. That could work. I can reincarnate you into something else. That's my usual standard dealing with death or death-adjacent things option. It's a bit of a die roll, if you will, what you come back as. But you come back as yourself. And, you know, tailors can do some really great things these days if you come back as, like, a bear and still want to wear suits.
Hey, that's your last name.
My mother would have a heart attack if I came back home as a bear and asked for clothes. Oh, God.
No, your last name is Taylor. That's got to be, like, good luck, right?
Oh, God. I start rocking back and forth on the chair.
Or, you could... Okay, this one gets messy and it's not really my area of expertise. You could try to shove your soul into a crystal and have that mounted in something.
Oh, we know a bunch of people like that.
Or you could go and try to take your body back.
Why would I want to put myself in a crystal? What would that accomplish?
Because then you could have a super cool mechanical body, probably.
Portability. Yeah, you could
be a mech. Sorry, my nose is bleeding.
But less than you'd think.
Yeah. Would I be
a little tiny mech? You know, like Gundam mech? Or would I be a Jaeger mech?
Well, Grix was getting like a new mechanical, like artificial arm. So, like, probably you could ask whoever made that for him, and like they could probably make you like a pretty cool, like, something. Jessie asks her friends questions about themselves and then remembers the answers.
I got that right.
I don't think you did, actually. I think you were going to get it when you got back from the ground one time, and then you never readdressed it. I would have to go back and look in my notes, but I don't think you actually picked it up.
I thought you got the arm, because you were using your old one, and now you have your new one that's much more dexterous. If there was one beyond that, I would need to be reminded of the differentiation we outlined.
Yeah. It was also because that was when the gems... No. No, the gems have always been there.
The gems have always been there.
Okay. Crystals, I mean.
Yeah, there's a little shop on the corner that embeds ghosts and shells.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so I think you are wearing your new one, but the listeners want to correct me, by all means.
Oh, yeah, we love
somebody's
being corrected.
Gotta be running, gotta be
send us an email, goddammit.
I love being corrected about, hey, you gave the player this cool thing. You should let them use it.
Has that happened?
No, but it could.
If somebody would send us a goddamned email.
Life is a rich tapestry full of possibilities.
Yeah. Looking at you, Ian's mom.
Yeah.
Mark, I love our listener base.
Mark, I believe in you. Quick, someone else say the last one of our known listeners.
Hi, Karin.
But anyway, so yeah, you could also try to take your body back if you wanted, but you have to find it.
Okay. These creatures, what do they do with the body?
That's a matter of some debate. Oh, go ahead, Jesse.
Can't be anything good, right?
No, I wouldn't think so. Did they have access to all my magic? Or did they have their own magic?
Yes to both.
Are they burning it up as they use it, or are they taking care of it?
You have to understand, we don't have a large amount of examples to pull from here, but basically, it kind of depends. So, we don't really know what these creatures want, or why they're here. Or even if they're here, there's actually there's a couple of like avatars of them that are around. And we're not 100% sure that's the actual thing and not just like a projection of it from somewhere else. And I'm not talking another plane. I'm talking like another dimension that's separate from planes. So, you know,
way
out there. And they tend to kind of warp reality around them and magic, and it's not great. So, you know,
use caution when approaching. Body? We're not even that good at magic.
First off. Whoa.
That's second like weird of you to say.
No, I mean we're just not the world's greatest receptacles of magic.
Well, no, but your body was available.
Yeah, I mean like you were there. Other things weren't.
Yeah, and you brushed against it and
it followed me around for a while until it could take me.
Well, it probably kind of started working its way in and then saw an opportunity and took it.
If Sidroa hadn't taken me out of my body, would I still be there, or would it have killed me going in? Or would I be some kind of horrible passenger caught on a comet?
Well, like, weren't you already experiencing the shit, but when you die, like, when your body sort of, like, stopped being able to be in, like, when you had to, like, hey, Sidroa?
Yes.
Hey, can I talk to Sidroa?
Little snakehead looking thing comes out. Yes.
Hey, so like you were aware of like what was happening when y'all vacated the previous premises, right?
Yes.
Okay. So like the thing was already in there, right? Like you didn't pick it up in the fight, right?
No. It was already there.
How long had it been there?
Probably about since you read the book, I was not inside your mind in the same way as
it
now.
Was. Oh,
so
okay.
It's hard to say. I would assume when you started losing time and wandering.
What did I do while I was losing time? Okay. All right. Everybody stay tuned for the quest for Wealthy's body because I got to find out what's going on. But in the meantime, we do have other problems. I was hoping that I don't even know that I was hoping for things. I just wanted to know what was up, and now I know what's up, and I might end up in a mech body. I don't know.
I mean, you kind of are already in a mech body.
No, this is Sidroa in armor. I'm not...
I mean, it's kind of a mech body.
Yes, it's armor around a hydraulic-powered actuation system. Why would anyone consider that a mech?
I don't know. I just, like, I've watched a lot of, actings with Hank, and he he's like always talking about mechs and shit, and this just reminded, I mean, sometimes Sadroa just like reminds me of, you know, Sadroa and Wealthy in the armor just like reminds me of you know, the Pacific Rim.
Somewhere Gex makes a happy noise and doesn't know why.
Oh shit, I'm bleeding again.
Well, if you ever decide to try to get your body back, just know that reasoning with whatever it is might be difficult.
Again, you think?
Fast, unknowable intelligence, but the little fragment that's in your body, we're not sure the rest of it's really conscious.
Oh god, is it some kind of elder god thing?
Yeah, that's a term some people use for it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I am so fucked.
Dark gods, entities from beyond.
Who's Jesus Christ?
He's one of the newer ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some guy like had a concussion and
part of
talking
part
about
of the him. Lesser pantheon.
Like about 2,000 years old? Yeah, fair.
Okay, well, I knew I was fucked. I wasn't aware of how fucked I was. It does look like I am seriously fucked.
It's an opportunity for a new lifestyle, I guess. I'm sorry I don't have better news, but this is kind of the hardest thing to deal with. For what it's worth, reincarnation has a chance of bringing you back as a halfling.
How does the reincarnation work, though?
Yeah. What happens to the person who was using the body?
Well, they were dead, right?
Then that's necromancy.
Well, yeah, that's what...
That's Lucinda's... bringing the dead back to life, not putting... I don't know. I don't know that much about necromancy, so...
Reincarnation is more of a putting something out into the world and hoping that nature and magic respond in kind. Also, a lot of them are animals, so I don't ask a lot of questions about this particular thing, because essentially, it's magic.
It could be like a really cool bird or something.
And you aren't overriding. Like, if you became a halfling, you're not overriding some other halfling.
Would I have to be born again? I mean, it doesn't do any good to be born and then have to wait 20 years to go to university and become a wizard again, although I could do it really fast and I'd look like a really, really... No, that's not the way to do it.
Yeah, like, how old and, like, experienced would the body be if she went that direction?
What do you mean by experienced?
Level.
What do you mean by... What do you mean by experienced?
Okay, so... driving past all of that. So basically, okay,
this is an error on Ian's part.
Okay.
Apparently the death should occur no more than 1 week before the casting of the spell. I'm gonna say that we can bypass that, because I would not have led you down this road if that was the case. So
sure.
I mean, it's like a you know, life support situation. It's not really dead.
That's true. Yeah, you aren't dead yet. Yeah, so this isn't full on resurrection.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be a young adult body, and it would be made from the natural elements at hand. Don't worry, I both know a really good alchemist who's good at breaking things down into their component parts to figure out roughly how much volume of each, and I just bring extra.
You know what? We're Cedro, do you mind me sticking around for a while?
I mean, you already moved in.
And I appreciate it, my friend. But
sure.
Okay. I appreciate it because I have some decisions to make here. Personally, being a mech sounds really cool. So I need to. Oh, okay. So Sadra and I are gonna stick together for right now, and after the Arx has landed, I'll figure out what to do about my body. There can be a second quest.
I mean, I think that's probably for the best, because, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I think we need you for, like, landing stuff, you know?
Just to check, the Game Master is not intending for this to be a quick side quest.
Fuck no.
Okay. Nope, just checking.
Yeah, no.
Just checking.
Yeah, no. That was a good thing to check. We're covering both these bodies.
Because we do have, like, two and a half weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. You might be able to do it in-game in 2.5 weeks. If you
it would exhaust all of our resources.
It would exhaust all your resources.
Yeah.
If you don't just get stopped, it would be... Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Just thought I'd check the meta.
Yeah. No, it's good. Also, yeah, hey, Wealthy, you could come back as a pixie. It's on the chart.
I do not want to risk coming back as something I don't want to come back as.
What about as a Wolverine? How do you feel about Wolverines?
I would actually
adore Yeah, what do you think about Wolverines, bub?
I would actually, as she says, as she's looking at her collection of X-Men comics, I would love to come back as a Wolverine, but I think we've got enough small hairy animals on in our cast. I'm just going to stick with Sidoroa. I may go look at how much would a mech body cost.
You do not know the answer to that, nor does Jesse, nor does Lucinda. That is custom bespoke work by a very, very skilled person.
And I don't have that much money.
You might have that much money, but you'd have to like talk to somebody about it and give Ian time to price it out.
just find someone to do a rush job for you. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
We'll stay Waldroa until the arcs is landed.
I mean, like, I've gotten used to you guys together. I don't, like, throw up in my mouth at all anymore when I think about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, it is progress.
Yeah. Waldroa, well, you know, Sidroa's like a chill bro and stuff, so. Hey, Lucinda. Have you considered who you're gonna vote for? What you're gonna vote for in the arcs landing vote thing we're doing? You know, the arcs landing vote.
I mean, it's landing or not landing, so I like figured probably landing, because I like not falling out of the sky.
Cool. You want a stone? I have stones. You can, you know, cast your vote.
Sure, yeah.
Jesse gives Lucinda a stone, a voting stone.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jesse feels very good about herself.
So how is the surface, since you're one of the people that's been there, from what I remember from the broadsides?
Oh, I mean, it's like it's good. It could be better. We're like trying to do a bunch of stuff to make it like better, you know? I do think it's fair that we took like, you know, a 500 to 600 year break on trying to do anything, but you know, we're doing stuff now and that's good.
You gotta focus on self-care sometimes.
Yeah.
So there are people down there? Are there? Yes? No?
Oh yeah, there's definitely people down there.
Are they hot?
Oh yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, like all of them. Like I don't think I met
shade.
Like I don't think I. What are you talking about? There's almost exclusively shade.
It's constantly summer down there.
It's constantly cloudy. No, it's like everybody I met was so hot.
Oh, that's exciting. Something to look forward to if you live through the rest of it.
Excellent. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't think most people on the arcs are going to want to leave the arcs once we leave, like, once we land, because it will still be very dangerous outside. But, you know, anybody who does leave, like, probably if they, like, run into other people, yeah, those people, everybody's hot. Everybody's very hot.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's like a whole flotilla of, like, sailors. Now, you probably don't know what sailors are.
I mean, they're the abstract.
They're really hot.
Oh, good. Like, all the romance novels were true.
Huh?
Said, oh, good. All the romance novels were true.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, for sure. Definitely. I mean, like, I haven't read any romance novels, but Kindness sometimes likes to read them to me. And I really like that. So, yeah, probably.
And if you've seen the covers, you're like, 95% of the way there, as far as what I'm thinking of. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Good luck.
Okay, well, I guess...
Everything.
I guess we will take off now. Thank you very much for your assistance and the information you provided.
I'd say whatever route you choose, I'm happy to help, but it sounds like you're maybe putting that in pause. And if you're not, well, look me up when you
get the chance. Okay. Sounds good. I stand up and salute in whichever way is... I just wave my hand and take off.
A full rimmer.
What does that mean? What is Wit? Hey, Wit.
Rimmer.
That's a red dwarf reference.
Red dwarf.
Jeez.
Yes, red dwarf.
But what does it mean?
He always does the swirly salute.
And he looks like a complete asshole in the process, typically.
I've watched more than, like...
Oh God, there's not enough Red Dwarf in the world anyway.
I don't know that I've really watched Red Dwarf, actually, now that I think about it.
I'm in the same boat as you, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm not sure how well it holds up, but there's, like, certain elements of it.
It mostly does.
Yeah, mostly you feel,
Yeah,
it's good.
As long as you take into account when it was made, it's probably fine.
Yeah.
An important thing to do in media. Yeah. All right. So the rest of you that aren't busy trying to get resurrected or take your bodies back from eldritch beings or whatever. Grix, you were leading a dance?
Yeah.
Is that the capstone of your campaigning for the club?
No. I think that was just to get attention. And now I'm going to go, like, chat with people and try to become a little bit of a, you know, center of attention. Like, kind of hold court, sort of.
Okay. Make a charisma check, add a d6, because you did just invent a popular dance move.
Uh-huh. 29.
All right, you post up at one of the tables, and people are, you know, you kind of talk a group over there, and then people keep swapping in and out. You are holding court.
Woo!
What kind of stuff are you saying to people?
I'm just going to tell stories about the ground. I'm going to be way more open about it than I think we ever really have been. Like, I'm sure we've told, like specific moments and stuff, but we've never like given like a editorialized overview of what's up down there.
All right. Make a second charisma check. You've already succeeded. This is just kind of degree of success for storytelling.
Sure. 24. Okay. So I'm telling stories. I'm trying to be a very open and truthful about it. And then also be, a little, you know, enticing. Like, the ground's cool. I ate this neat berry. There was a bird. You know. There are all these hot people.
Your mileage may vary.
Nope. Universally hot.
Nope. Universally hot. Jesse said so.
Jelsom just, like, being sexy as hell.
Yep.
Very badly want Jelsom to meet Jesse.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, man.
I'll come to PAX.
Watching something smash directly into an immovable object, essentially.
Yeah.
Jelsom's going to try to freak Jesse out. Jesse, I refuse to be freaked out.
Jesse's like, why are you doing that?
You keep jumping side to side for some reason.
I just want you to be part of my thruple.
No.
Well, yeah, exactly. Jesse... As soon as they're a part of the thruple, it's no longer a thruple. It's a quadruple.
Yeah, it's... And also, we would have to talk to multiple other people who have been invited to the polycool and gave maybes.
The scheduling is going to be so difficult, you guys.
Sharing those Google calendars.
Yeah. But yeah, so you succeed very well at selling the ground.
Cool.
Have you been telling people about the shield thing yet? Or are you guys waiting for that to be more developed and to try it first?
Oh, on the arcs, the shield. Yeah,
like, do people know the shield is part of the landing plan yet?
I assume so.
I thought they did, because I thought that was part of the graffiti.
Mm, right, sorry.
Was it? Okay, I don't remember the graffiti details. I would assume so, because, like, people, that would be the first question.
Yeah, exactly.
Landing. Why aren't we going to die immediately?
Yeah, so you did get some questions about that, but you're the person with literally the most answers.
So the graffiti is just like the Reddit forum of the arcs.
Well, that's what you found. Yeah.
Yeah. It was in the main hallway of the marketplace. It's you read it in the forum.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, wow. Accurate. That made me like actually like belch a little.
Ah, you immigrant.
What?
Sorry. I said, you immigrant.
Fuck you. Jesus. Good God. I have to sleep next to you. Christ. Okay. God. No, that was really good. Thank you, actually.
But all right. Yeah, you fucking sell it. People are excited
Like, you've gone beyond, hey, we won't all die, to like, this could be really cool. Several people probably think this is how they're going to turn their life around. They're going to get to the ground and they're going to just be different people.
Yep.
I mean, it's I feel like that is not untrue, actually. Yeah.
It's a good opportunity to make a clean break from your previous lifestyle choices and, well, continue to embrace not dying, but you get to do it in new and different ways.
Yeah. I think Jesse is going to, like, try and, like, is going to, like, go back over and, like, kind of be, like, hype.
Yeah.
When Grix was like, Jesse's hype strategy?
Yeah.
aggressively agreeing with everything that Grix says.
that's like how it is.
Yeah. No, like that. No, like for real though, like that is how it is. Yeah. You can trust me because I'm Jesse.
She does seem more trustworthy than everyone else who went to the ground. I agree.
And I say nothing because, you know, I was on the ground when I became possessed by a goo monster, and then...
But you didn't actually become in the body of a goo monster until you were back on the Ark.
No, so, I didn't.
So really, coming back up here made things worse on that front.
It did. That's true. If you had stayed on the ground, you wouldn't have gotten possessed by whatever the fuck took your body.
No, I don't think I would have. If I'd have stayed in the other dimension, I'd have been fine. But I didn't want to stay in.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying if I'd have stayed in the other dimension.
That's true. If you had stayed in the other dimension, none of this would have happened.
But I didn't want to stay there where Erisine was, and I couldn't have Erisine.
Also, you probably would have been thrown in a cell by a shadowy government organization. But, you know. It's mostly the Erisine thing.
That would have been, it was mostly the Erisine. That would have, you know, actually been kind of interesting, you know. I don't know.
All right. Cool Vons. You're being danced with by Green. Did you want to do anything else?
This club is noisy. And I was honestly like trying to find a vector out of here. Do you know if there's a door in the back?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want to get out of here?
Yeah. Where?
Yes, you want to get out of here.
That way?
Yeah, that way. That's probably where the back is. Well, you leave through the door you came in through. Because you came in the back door.
Well, good enough. I mean, you know, the Vonzen, they do love finding the back rooms and all of that. But, you know, sometimes it's just too noisy anyway. And sometimes the DM doesn't exactly have all of that stuff figured out.
Weird. These back rooms are all full of snarky people.
Yeah. Yeah. Green rooms.
Gotcha. Well, okay. We have escaped the club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You didn't pronounce that correctly.
You aren't here in this scene. Oh, God, my nose.
Sorry.
My deep appreciation for that lady from SNL whose name I'm suddenly forgetting, who just like nails clerbs so precisely.
Fine, disembodied voice. We have escaped the clerb.
What was her name? That's gonna bug me later. Yeah. So we're out of the clerb. We're out in the crisp night air. Not that you can tell the difference from here. There's no windows over this particular street.
You're also in a maintenance tunnel right now because of where the exit leads.
Or that.
You can get out to the streets. That's easy. I assume you exit to the street.
All right. Nifty. Yeah.
One ladder, one picked lock later, you are back out on the street.
Very cool. I like picking locks. It's fun.
Yeah, you're really good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new skill, although I've always been, you know, sneaky. So,
the CK is back. I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Yeah, I'm just kind of hungry now. Like, where's food around here? That club didn't have shit.
Just sandwiches.
Oh, did they have sandwiches? Oh, yeah.
Club sandwiches.
Yep.
Oh, God.
That's just how it works.
Yeah.
Well, there's a place called The Dumpster. They've got nachos. There's the hunting fox. Yeah. You've been there.
No, the dumpster has like great reviews on Yelp. Every time I'd, I hear that people get their tail stepped on a lot there, and they Yelp.
I think they just played totally it up for the branding, but yeah.
That was a funny poster.
It was. But yeah, we can go there. Drinks are cheap. Interesting people. Nachos.
Yeah, kind of like Mellow Divey, or do they have like a live band or something going on?
Mellow Divey, very much so.
Oh, good. Cool.
All right.
Yeah, heading in that direction.
Okay, you head to the dumpster.
Ta-da.
Does Cool Vons have an endgame that he's particularly aiming for here? I feel like I should ask before we cut away.
No, he's just addressing his Maslow's.
Okay.
Like, to be frank here, just like, you know, the sauce, he's going to be about as autistic on this whole thing, like, just oblivious, emotionally unaware,
mm-hmm,
as the other guy. He's just going to be cooler about it.
I'm 100% saying attending to my Maslow's from now on.
It's thank you for that, Adam.
Thank you for this gift.
Babe, oh, Maslow's. I heard the undercurrent.
The way we all sort of had like a collective like pause when you said that, like, the Maslow's.
Yeah, but all right. You have some nachos. You have some good times. Mm-hmm. Hang out with Green. She seems cool.
Most of the nachos doesn't crawl away.
Well, you know, that's how you know it's fresh.
Yeah.
To steal a joke. All right, cool. So, I think everyone was kind of wrapped up with what they were doing for the night.
Oh, there's probably some kind of business that we should be attending to. What was it?
No, we were all experiencing downtime.
Yes. Yeah, I think the conversation with Green actually goes to, so, like, people seem really anxious about this whole going to the ground thing. I mean, I'm new here, and I know that you guys have all been up in the air for a while, but one would think that being up in the air is, like, definitionally a more anxious place than being grounded, so... Yeah, but,
like, we're used to it, so, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just like a certain irony in that, I suppose. And then there's the, like, it's not safe up here. So why are people still so scared? Like, landing's a little bit tricky, I suppose.
I mean, devil you know versus the devil you don't, or something like that. And also, like, it's unsafe both places, but for centuries it's been safer up here.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you, Vons is real scared about the whole landing on the ground thing. Like, this is all he's known, and this is like where all of his shit is based. And or I don't know, to call it based when you're floating through the air, it's you have no idea what G.I. Joes are anyway. We'll just skip that conversation.
I mean I
just had one when I was a pup. We had that, shared it with my sibling. Lots of arguments.
Yeah, Legos. Siblings are tricky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, what do you guys reference up here without television?
Actings, plays.
Oh, right, you have plays. Yeah, yeah. Man, pop culture.
You get to experience new, interesting pop culture. Well, not that yours isn't interesting, but interestingly different pop culture.
Yeah, way less of it, though.
Yeah, you just need to wait for it to come around.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always, like, 10 plays going on at any given time in Echoes, so it eventually...
Is that why they call it Echoes?
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because you just hear it over and over again?
Well, no, it's more because you hear the other ones that are going on at the same time. Like, not loud enough that they're interrupting, but you can always tell there's stuff going on.
There's probably, like, a particularly noisy intersection here and there.
Yeah. You know, acoustics.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, how do you guys get it to be so, like, chill up here? There's moss, I guess, but you'd think it'd be noisier with all of the cavernous space.
I think it's just a big enough space and people aren't super loud necessarily. And also, we're all kind of used to it, so our meters might be off. Like, you've probably gotten used to it.
Well, it took me some time. Like, not every species up here has as sensitive a hearing as we do.
No, but, you know, you deal. And yeah, there's a reason a lot of people invest in curtains. Nice sound dampening.
Yeah. Oh, catch that one.
She shoots out a hand and grabs a cockroach, or it escapes.
Well, hey, what's Vaughn's doing right now? I haven't seen him in, God, hours. Hope he's okay. Probably still sleeping.
We hear the harps. Amazing, the screen waves.
Amazing how cool Vaughn's, just like Vaughn's, will cockblock himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Told you.
No, you did. And you know, I didn't believe you as much as I should have.
But damn, you proved us wrong. But
damn, you really proved me wrong.
All right. So Green says, well, he's probably making glue. It's kind of been his whole thing lately.
Oh, right. Yeah. You think that's going to work? Like, there's a lot around here. A lot of stuff is going to break.
Yeah, I don't know what the market saturation of glue is.
I mean, we will literally be saturating a market.
We'll find out. I feel like that is a thing that we will find out for sure.
Yeah, there will be glue covering every inch of that market. It will not be able to hold any more glue.
I imagine a lot of people, you know, pack stuff away, brace for landing, try to take care of the valuables. Because, I mean, well, I would say how hard could this landing be? But we're landing a mountain, so I imagine it'll be not the smoothest thing ever.
Oh, there's no way for it not to be hard. I mean, there's going to be a crushing effect and a shearing effect, and it's likely to magnetize stuff. This is going to be a mess.
I mean, we're going to do it really slow, I assume.
We can hope.
Yeah, settling in's going to be hard, though, like the mountain settling in.
Yeah, I heard about a shield situation. I haven't heard about, like, a parachute situation.
I mean, I assume whoever's flying this thing is going to take it down gently, but
maybe everybody's just going to jump at the last second?
Maybe.
That doesn't work.
I figure I'm probably going to end up being outside and having bigger problems at that point.
Yeah, I saw in Bill Nye, you can't actually save yourself by jumping in an elevator.
What's a Bill Nye?
Right. Yeah.
No, this is your chance to tell me what a Bill Nye is.
Yeah, so imagine a scientist, but he's more of a television producer, and now I have to explain television.
I like acting, right? But
constant and incessant and used to sell things.
You're not really selling me on it all of a sudden.
Yeah, plus anytime it's on, there's a faint squealing sound. I think it's called coil whine.
So are you enjoying your stay here compared to being there? Because every time you tell me more about that place, it sounds
Oh, the thing is, it is amazing. There's, like, so many advances and science, and you guys wouldn't even know what to do with electricity, but electricity, when you, like, really drill down and get all, like, anal about it, it can do all kinds of things just by turning off and on. And that's all it does. And then you run it through circuits, and then the off and on turns into computers, and then the computers turn into all kinds of things. It's nuts. You guys just use magic and then, like, turn one thing into another thing all the time, which is another kind of nuts, but it makes less sense.
I mean, some of our stuff just turns off and on, and I think the console things that Grix works with can do some of the circuity-ish things you're talking about, maybe?
Yeah, and I heard something about robots coming up here at some point. Yeah, it's like some stuff is there, but then it's not. And there's some gaps that I haven't figured out how you guys have managed to bridge.
This gives you more stuff to explore, right?
Oh yeah, the magic thing is awesome. It's just you have no idea how it works unless you're a magician. Is that the word here? Magician? Probably not, right? Wizard, I guess.
Wizard, magic user. If you want to get picky about school of magic.
Just anything but magician. Those guys, like, they make cards disappear.
Which honestly takes a lot of skill.
I guess. Do you have those guys here too?
Yeah,
here and there. Because it seems kind of pointless. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are running shell games, but yeah, they're around.
All right.
Dexterity has its own value.
Oh. Huh. suddenly pondering if, like, this has anything to do with what Vons' previous life used to look like.
Just cool Vons knows so much close-up magic.
Yeah, just, yeah, old Vons, or, sorry, original flavor Vons, nacho cheese Vons, he just keeps nodding at people every time we walk through the Warrens, like he knows them, and they look pretty shady, so, you know. I don't know, he knows this one guy, he's just a badger. Carries a lot of bags.
Clive's cool, though.
Meh. Seems nice.
Yeah, he runs the shop sometimes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because we all keep abandoning Lucky to run an entire business.
Did Vons ever show you where he used to live? He refuses to tell me where it is.
I bet we know someone who knows.
Didn't you go? I thought she went there once, at least.
No, she didn't. No?
Okay.
Vons.
But
if we go find Lucky, she can show us where Vons used to live. I bet she does.
I mean, we should go find her anyway. I'm a little bit worried about her. Oh, was she at the club?
She was not.
Seemed like everybody was there. Yeah, we should probably go check on her. She's probably got her hands full with nacho flavored.
All right, you start heading back towards the Fermenting Fox.
Kind of casual pace.
Yes.
Where are you going after your glad handing at the club?
I'm going to make out in a corner with my wife.
Aw.
You succeed. No I role required.
I thought I might.
To a second funkier club. Clurb.
That's so nice. You so rarely see married people making out in public.
Honestly, it is kind of nice.
What?
Right?
I said, honestly, it is kind of nice. I'm not ironically with Adam here.
Yeah.
But, Wealthy, where are we going?
Oh, good. Okay, got caught in the middle of yarn there. I'm gonna go...
No implications or nothing. Yeah.
I'm gonna go... Well, I haven't slept well the last two nights, so... Okay. God damn it. I'm gonna head home.
All right. You head home.
I'm gonna head home.
Head home, finish your yawn.
Cause I know I don't dance very well, and I'm not up for a night
out. Is anybody else worried about all of the dancing and movement with that suit of armor, like creating a shearing effect and leaving metal shavings all over the place, and that maybe some of those metal shavings are just getting caught in the goo?
I don't think Cedroa needs to worry about that very much.
The draw is full of glitter.
That'll never come out.
No, it
no.
Will not.
Well, oh, is it no. Ferris?
It's like they're becoming like a slime tutorial.
Yeah. So if it's like Ferris material in that armor, then you go to the club and you get next to the speaker and then all of the ripples start happening.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
Then you don't need to know how to dance.
No.
Yeah.
Your
body's
just
moving
go.
With the music.
Yeah, you just become incredibly cool.
No matter what the CK says, the Cedroa is wispy on not vibrating against speakers.
I don't know. It feels pretty good, probably. Not that we have speakers of the description being used here.
I mean, based on certain video games, that's how you get symbiotes out of or off of characters, but...
Yeah, but that would get me off of Cedroa.
Well, and that's not our canon anyway.
Fair. But all right. So you're going home, walking the lonely road, the only one you've ever known.
The only one I've ever known.
All right. You head home. Grix, where are you getting off to? You said another funkier club.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. No, I'll wander around for the night and, you know, talk to more people.
All right. Go to wander
convince
around.
Convince them to convince others.
Yeah.
When you're campaigning, you have to remember to do it on shifts. Otherwise, you're only getting, like, one kind of person.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. But I don't know. It's been successful so far tonight. I'll keep it going.
Yeah. All right. You probably kind of walk around the Warrens. You meet people as they're wandering down the street. Uh-huh. Chatting with them, things like that.
Uh-huh. Munch down at to-go nachos.
And who should you see approach but Green, Lucky, and one cool Vons?
Oh,
hey!
Because cool Vons, you and Green succeeded in getting Lucky to show you where original recipe Vons used to live.
Hey, how are you all doing? Good night, huh? I haven't done my voice much.
Intact. Yeah.
That's not my voice. Jesus. I'm out of practice. This is what happens with actings.
Well, it's okay. I haven't spoken fast in years.
You've been campaigning with a lot of people. Maybe your voice is a little worn out.
Yeah, so where are you all off to now?
We were getting Lucky to show us where OG Vons used to live.
Oh.
Because I never saw it. Well, never saw the inside.
And I suspect it's a dump. Perhaps literally.
Did I go there? I think I did.
No, you never went there.
No.
Vons is very paranoid about showing it to anybody.
None of us went there. None of us knew where it was except for Aerosene.
Aerosene found out where it was because she spied on him a bunch.
Yeah, it was Vons, Lucky's boyfriend at the time. What happened to that together guy? Oh, okay.
It's just you never ask her questions about herself.
That's right. Uh-huh. Cool Vons does, though, so maybe it came up at some point between them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, no one's seen the inside besides Lucky.
Hey, Ian?
Yeah?
Did Cool Ranch Vons have a Lucky in his life?
Yeah, Lucky was around.
Hmm.
So you were actually still living at home for more of your life than you did here, so.
And I think Lucky was in a litter following Vons' litter?
Yeah, Lucky is your youngest sibling. I believe you have
two by a matter ones. Of like years as opposed to minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think for fox folk multiples are common but not the rule necessarily. I think you have two older siblings. We can say they were born at pretty much the same time. Then there was you, and then there was Lucky.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because you're still bipeds, which means there's certain space limitations.
Yeah, I mean, they all fold up. Mammals
for travel. Ew.
You.
Yeah.
Mammals, not even once.
That's right. But yeah, so Grix, do you want to go on the tour with us?
Sure, yeah, why not? Sounds good. I'll hand out stones to people along the way. I'll be good.
All right.
Hey, you, take my rock.
Cool Vons, make a charisma check. Lucky and Green are also going to make charisma checks, and they're going to add to the last Grix campaign charisma check of the night.
Ooh, nat 20. Really, this is what I nat 20 on?
Did you say me? What did you say?
I was seeing what other people rolled first so we could add to your roll.
Got it.
Both Green and Lucky rolled badly.
Okay.
So Green does okay. Lucky's apparently had a long night and just isn't quite selling the enthusiasm, but Cool Vaughn's got a natural 20. So I'm going to say that you get an additional D6 Grix, but you're going to be stacking Cool Vaughn's like natural 20 with whatever your result is, just so you basically have two. Well, one great success and one whatever level of success you get.
It's all right. It's an upper.
What kind of number?
21? 21.
And that includes the D6?
Yeah, it sure does.
Okay. You're flagging a bit. It's getting towards the end of the night. Cool Vons.
Yeah, that 20 was not a prime, but yeah.
It's a nat 20. Doesn't matter. What kind of campaigning energy do you bring for this?
Gravity can be good, and there's only so much falling you can do. Look, terminal velocity isn't as terminal as it sounds.
Oh, what a sell. What a sell.
But it's a nat 20, so it works.
It does.
Them's the rules.
Grixen 88. We promised the tank photo just doesn't matter and it's fine. You know, stuff like that. Anyway. Cool Vons would have been too young. Anyway. All right. Cool. So shout out to my fellow Michael Dukakis fan.
I don't even know what you said, to be quite honest.
Yeah, sorry. You talked real fast and like especially mumbled.
Yeah,
it's I have a feeling
ashamed.
Ian's mom is having a good time right now, though.
Sure.
Oh,
it was a shame.
Certainly.
I was saying Grixen 88 and the tank photo didn't matter. It's fine. Just ignore that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I vaguely know what you're talking about.
That's all I ask. My weird political campaign references, honestly. Okay. You make it to Vons' old homestead. Lucky takes you to between a, or in the middle of a small stand of, kind of sad because they've been inside their whole lives, trees, and opens up the secret entrance.
Whoa.
I'm going to say.
It actually, is dank in here.
Yeah, as you can see, it's all dirt construction.
It's just a waft of dank rushes out, I'm sure. It's been forever since he's been in here.
Well, yeah, the mushroom's really taking it back.
Uh-huh. So this isn't just wallpaper.
Oh, no. I mean, lichen, moss. Most of it's just packed earth, though. It has a kind of a texture to it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, some clay. And we got the alchemy lab in the center of the room. Then we have the sleeping nook. And then we have the small space of floor where I slept. And then we've got the kitchen, which you may notice is also the alchemy lab.
Yeah, everything is sticky.
Yeah.
Just except for the running water feature, but can't turn that off.
Hmm. It's probably fresh, as he was fond of saying. Yeah, it's a real hole in the ground.
Yes, very literally. Yeah.
Also, you notice I had to disarm like 3 traps on our way in here. Yeah, Vons is in a better place now than he was when he lived here, although I occasionally am not sure by how much.
Yeah, so the thing that troubles me about this constantly running fountain is there's like this implication that he bathes.
You know, point. Really, I think it just says that he chose not to actively.
I mean, you know.
The test of willpower.
There are various ways to cultivate various things, and he probably knows what he's doing. It's a brand.
I just feel like he's cultivating a lot of things in his fur, though, and that's probably not good for him.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't been down here in a while. It's fine.
You should see him grow a sourdough, though.
Oh, no.
No,
please.
We stop now.
Please.
Great and Lucky both look queasy at that. I can't excuse that for either of them. So, yeah, this is where I used to live. It can be cozy with the right people. Like not Vons.
Hmm.
Well, that's his place.
Privacy. Yep. There wasn't much to it, but I figured it might have been, you know, interesting.
Yeah.
That is a huge pile of red yarn.
What?
Yeah, well, the murder board?
Yeah. Well, the board's not here, though.
Well,
I think he took that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he just has that much yarn. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if the murder board was just like a way to use the yarn.
The whole BRTL's conspiracy was started just because he was trying to find a crafting project.
Everyone needs a hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the place. Should we go back to the place that is not a hole in the ground now?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Just rearm all these tripwires on the way out.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, it is still his place. Not sure it was ever legally his place, but it's his place.
I mean, an oublier is 9/10 of the law.
But all right, after a very successful evening capped off, and essentially let's go into that weird abandoned warehouse, but it's actually a place your friend used to live.
Should have raided his fridge, actually. Like, he's bound to have some kind of good stuff there.
You think he had refrigeration in that place?
Well, his fridge, so to speak. Cabinet.
Dry goods. Damp goods. All right. Cool Vons. Make an intelligence check to search. Search OG Vons' storage.
Yeah, we're not risking tetanus for nothing. In check. Oh, only got a 7 on the die. So that's 19? Yeah. On a prime.
Yeah.
By a thief.
Yeah, you find that Vons' ingredient storage is actually far better than you would have expected. He did clear most of it out, but it's actually, like, dry in there, which is kind of impressive given the space. And, I don't know. Hey, OG Vons, what's one thing you might have left behind on accident? That would be interesting.
Oh, shit. There's, like, so many little tools and things that I wish I'd brought with me. There's, like, this great set of spoons and measuring things, like little ingredient knives, you know, like that one that you just peel everything with. What else? Yeah, there's like some odds and ends in the herbs. I don't even remember what's there.
Okay, you find
powdered bugs.
You find a bunch of very fine tools that you cool Vons thing could actually might be repurposed to disarm a trap or two if you ever need some sacrificial tools that you don't mind leaving behind, you know, jammed into various workings. So you can keep those around. You get 3 uses, and they're each +1d4 on a disarm traps check.
Ooh, that sounds fun. And a great way to, like, inadvertently piss off OG Vons when he finds out.
Hey, that's my beat up as hell nickel. Measuring spoon or whatever. And you also find, you're not sure what it is, but you think you could smoke it. Your stoner senses tingle. And you're pretty sure it's going to be more on the tobacco or pot end and not the salvia end. So, you know, that's always good.
Yeah, the last thing somebody wants to do is get a hold of too much indica while they're, like, out on an adventure. Like, you guys go ahead.
That's how you Scooby-Doo.
But all right. So, with your new treasures in hand. Yeah, so you've all head home for the evening. And time continues to pass in our mushy, you know, downtime pseudo montage. So I have a question kind of for the group in general. The shield stuff is being built. You know, they had to refine a bunch of stuff inside. Now they have to go install it all outside.
Yeah.
And that involves a lot of being exposed and being in a relatively small group of people, which might make a tempting target for the corruption. Are you guys planning on, I know you were generally planning on helping, but do you guys want to play like escort mission to any of these groups or?
Who feels like spontaneous combat? We probably should, right? Just for
Sake I think
of...
we should do at least one since it feels, you know, it was our idea.
Yeah.
No, it feels like it would be good for morale. Engineers to die. Yeah, it probably would be good for morale. This is true. Okay, cool. Because I wanted to make sure before I planned anything around that. But yeah, okay, so you guys escorting these groups out will kind of be interleaved, but we will have a representative event.
Sounds good.
Sure.
All right. And is there anything else y'all are looking to do in the downtime before you have a landing party?
I assume that my children and, you know, spouses essentially will be on the ground.
They will be, yes, in time.
By the time anything is actually, like, happening. And that really was my main goal.
That does remind me that I should have you visit them there before.
Yeah.
Landing. Anything else?
And I want to meet Squirrelo's pupil if she ended up coming yeah. with.
Oh man, oh, it's gonna be fun. Okay. And a shocking twist is a CK. I know something you don't, and I'm very excited on your behalf because you're gonna be hyped.
Amazing.
Wealthy, are you gonna try to get a robo body mech thing?
Yeah, I could ask about it.
Okay. Do you know where you want to start with that?
Probably go back to XXXXX at the Gemwoods.
Is that a good spot for that kind of thing?
Well, he would be able to point me in the right direction.
I mean, you live with someone who has a mechanical arm, so you...
Yeah.
I don't remember who I went
that...
to. Fuck, who the fuck? Oh, God,
you
that was so long
went
ago.
To the university.
Yeah, but there was a guy. Person.
Was a guy.
Yeah. Masculine they them, if I remember right. Dwarf kind of flowers braided into the beard. I do not remember
that
name.
That's right.
But yeah, like the kind of practical mechanical engineering and design like professor at kind of the adjunct school to the magic university. That's like, here's all the more standard skills.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we'll research who that is and find out next time.
Time to desperately.
I mean, if it's mechanical
episodes.
Arm you're looking for, Grix is right there.
No, it's a mechanical whole body.
Which could be quite the trick. Yeah, I'm not sure how well that's going to work. I'm going to level with you because, you know, we got our automaton folks, but like.
Yeah.
This isn't quite the same.
But we also, like, don't know who made the automata.
Yeah, minor detail.
They have any. Do they have any friends that are no longer working that are adoptable, buddy, usable? Are all of our automata buddies?
You know, like, you haven't asked. Mitt might know.
They might know. There could be just one lying around.
Kelly, how do you feel about that?
Do you want to live in Mitt's dead friend?
What if we made a kind of rock elemental and then we like put Wealthy's stuff in that, and then we could have a ghost in the shale.
I mean, like, I don't hate it, but also, like, I mean, I'm just, like, afraid that Wealthy will not have emotions anymore, because that's how all of the rock people that we know are.
If we turn into a Ghost in the Shell reference, then Wealthy's just going to doubt her emotions are real and slowly become more and more alienated from her sense of self. It's a metaphor, probably.
Is that what that series is about?
There's a lot going on in Ghost in the Shell, but that's a big part of it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Took a few series.
Again, as I've said many several times, I don't pick up on subtext in stories until I've watched them many times, or consumed them many times.
Yeah, it's also one of the things that's like, it's a running theme, but it's usually not something they're talking about 100% directly. It's just inherent to a number of the characters and discussed, but yeah.
That series does have a lot of quiet nods.
Yeah. Shout out to all my Bato Kusanagi shippers out there, making everything they can out of significant glances.
Yeah, there's a lot of, from a guy whose eyes don't give you any expression, that's saying a lot.
A lot of fur. I mean,
I would very happily make ships out of nothing. It's anything else that I can't make out of anything.
But all right, so we got Mecha Wealthy on the docket, and then Grix, is there anything you wanted to do in special?
No, just be around for all.
Okay,
just be present in the moment.
And then Cool Vons, is there anything you wanted to do? Steamboat still needs to get his hang glider.
Yeah, I feel like Cool Vons hit on that notion that, okay, so using shields is great, but that's still a lot of, like, force times mass, or sorry, speed times mass equals force, acceleration, whatever. Pi.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. Force sure. equals mass times
acceleration. Why not? It's in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's a physics guy who's screaming at the podcast right now about mm-hmm. not only the oversimplified formula for force, but the so I want to find a way to slow this mass down while we're at it. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we could make a bunch of kites, just all fly them at the same time.
Kite squad.
Maybe that's a thing. To be fair, he was just in Vons's old house. He's probably thinking a little bit sideways from how he usually does.
When did Up come out?
2009.
Oh, too late.
Yeah.
I'm now, for some reason, stretching for Vons, although it'd honestly be much more a Steamboat Willie thing to land on the Rocketeer as a reference point and just go from there. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like the idea.
I don't know about Steamboat Willie, but like OG Grix would probably totally consider that if he had seen that movie.
Uh-huh. Watch your tail. But okay, and then OG Vons.
Well, I gotta start gluing everything down. Like, got all this glue. You gotta start selling it. Gotta start gluing stuff. Everything. Just everything. It's gotta get all glued up.
You gonna talk to Green anytime soon?
Yeah, I heard Aaron inhaling.
No, I was just having visions of like Lucky being like, what if you glue that down? It's gonna be bad.
Stop gluing the customers' beers
stop
to the table.
Gluing the customers.
Yeah, stop gluing the customers to the table.
You just glued all the money together.
Stop gluing everything.
Well, if you glue all the money together, she'll have a really heavy ball of money to throw at your face for having glued all the money together.
Right, he's not going to be overly ridiculous with the gluing, but he's going to glue a lot of stuff.
He's getting very meticulously prepared.
Well, so something you learn when you cheat at making a bridge in middle school, you know, when they give you those little wooden sticks,
mm-hmm.
is that watering down basic white glue and coating everything uh-huh. in it really amplifies what that thing can carry. So, uh-huh. yeah, he's probably going to lay that. He's probably going to
Yeah, he's basically going to turn it into a varnishing situation, or maybe he'll just load it into his sprayer or something and set that thing to mist.
Tries to get in bed at night. It's just like, oh no.
Yeah, well, he's shut. I think what he'll do is maybe talk to the engineering team and the diggers and them and just, you know what, let's get this on anything that you're at like worried about in the least, and just kind of reinforce, basically creating a series of reinforced stone tubes that run through this whole thing, almost creating a roll cage. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got plans.
Oh no, something rational.
Terrible. Out of character. Do it again.
Once in a while, he has an extremely good idea.
Yeah. All right. We will look forward to blue varnish and android bodies and chilling and sunny valleys and all sorts of shit. Next time.
So,
yeah.
Yay.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Cool Vons.
Yeah, Adam, could you not talk until your dog's done drinking?
That was that noises.
Yep.
No, that's everyone at the bar. They're just really thirsty.
Okay.
How do you know that's not me drinking?
Oh, I don't. And
what do you think a fox sounds like when it drinks?
Just role play.
I don't know. But not that.
I'm sensing a lot of judgment right now.
I'm not judging your dog.
Adam wants to lap beer out of a bowl.
I guess if you want to lap beer out of a bowl, I will not harass you about it.
Guess we'll B-side that.
Yeah, so Vons.
Yes, Ian.
You're being danced with by Green. Cool Vons, you and Green succeeded in getting Lucky to show you where Original Recipe Vons used to live.
Oh, it was so wet and caved in.
You haven't gotten there yet. You're on your way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cut that part out. That doesn't make sense.
Play that part out of context.
Hey, how are you all doing? Good night, huh? I haven't done my voice much.
Intact. Yeah.